Tatooine loomed in the forward viewport, a mottled black and red dusty ball with high wispy clouds that gave the false impression of seas on first glance. They'd hit the atmosphere soon. If anything was going to go wrong, sensor alarms sounded.
Master, there's two traces on the scanner, moving in on an intercept course, said Ahsoka.
Something smashed into the Twilight's hull. Anakin knew laser fire impact when he felt it.
Ahsoka, stand by. I need to do a little maneuvering.
Anakin swung the freighter in as tight a loop as he could and came about to face the attacking ships. He was expecting Vultures, the ubiquitous air asset of the Separatist forces. But when he checked in the scanner's magnified image, what he could see picked out in the raw light from the twin suns was much, much worse. Two Magna Guard fighters, the elite personal guard of General Grievous, were pursuing the ship. Anakin was nose to nose with them in terms of the scale of space. The cannon was charged and primed. His only option was to open fire, because he'd never outrun those. Not even if he jettisoned every last bolt in the ship. The Magna Guard fighters peeled away in opposite directions, looping to start an attack run on his blind spots.
Because that's what I would do if I were them.
He could fire on only one. He picked the first one that flashed in the reticle of the targeting array and squeezed the button set in the steering yoke. White bolts of energy streaked toward the fighter, and it was swallowed in a ball of white fire.
Wow, good shooting!
Ahsoka gripped the armrests of her seat as if she were digging in claws.
One down, one to go.
But, as Anakin had already worked out, life wasn't like that. He hated denting Ahsoka's faith in him to save them. Taking out a Magna Guard with a crate like this was lucky, very lucky, and Anakin had used up most of his lucky quota for the day. The other Magna Guard was nowhere to be seen. Then, the trace showed up on the scanner again, and Grievous's finest looked as if it was making a run on the Twilight's stern. It was. Laser fire smacked into the cargo bay section, setting off alarms across the console and throughout the ship. There was a hull breach. Atmosphere was venting. The hull creaked and screamed as if something was going to shear off.
Hang on,
Anakin said, as if there were anything else they could do.
I think we lost a maneuvering thruster as well.
The freighter rolled. Ahsoka snapped off her restraints and dived like a bolo ball goalkeeper to grab Rata before he rolled off the ledge. R2-D2 thrust out a clasper arm to steady himself. Anakin was now ahead of the Magna Guard fighter with no functioning aft cannon and a lot of space between him and a landing, if he could land at all. The ship shuddered again as more laser rounds hit it. Without an aft cannon, Anakin needed to find a way of firing astern.
R2, can you move the forward cannon past its safe range?
The arc of fire was limited so that the freighter crews wouldn't blow their own vessel apart by firing too close to the hull. It was all too easily done when frantically emptying a magazine into a hostile vessel.
I need to move it 180 degrees.
The droid plunged a probe into the console and bleeped, explaining that he was overriding the safety control, but that it was a very bad idea.
I think that's going to be academic, buddy,
Anakin said. More direct hits shook the freighter.
We won't have much hull left at this rate anyway.
R2-D2 burbled to himself, and Anakin waited long seconds for the okay to fire.
R2, sometime before we plummet in flames would be good.
Then the Twilight shuddered dramatically, as if in its death throes. Anakin waited for a ball of flame to come rolling through the ship. But the scanner showed an expanding ball of hot debris in the freighter's wake. The Magna Guard fighter was gone. R2-D2 spun his dome antenna in celebration, whistling happily. It was a very tight shot, he explained, and best done by a precise robotic hand, not a human, however good a gunner that human might be.
Nice shot, R2, Anakin said. I'll be out of a job soon if I don't buck up.
If we useless meatbags don't make it through a landing, you know where to take Rata. Huts didn't have bones, and they were basically an immensely strong bag of muscle. Stinky might survive a crash that killed humanoids.
Sorry, Snips. I got you into this.
Tatooine rushed up to greet him, and with an out-of-control ship, Anakin was even less pleased to see it than he'd imagined. Calm silence wasn't an issue now. He needed to get a message to Kenobi just in case it was his, and Ahsoka's, last.
Master, this is Anakin. Are you receiving me? I'm making a crash landing on Tatooine. Rata's alive, hostiles in pursuit, and... He lost the comm frequency on re-entry. But at least Kenobi now knew they'd come this far. He looked around to see Ahsoka shielding Rata with her body. He didn't have the heart to tell her that she could have used a hut as a crash bag. Brace for impact, Anakin said. Because this is going to hurt a bit.